This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Extreme heat and incoming smoke are raising health concerns over the next few days. Heat index values are topping 100 as the heat advisory runs through tonight. Officials urge people to stay hydrated, avoid the sun, and use cooling centers if needed. Smoke is expected to move in later tonight and worsen air quality into tomorrow. Forecasters say areas near the lake could see thicker lake-enhanced smoke in the coming days. Air quality may reach very unhealthy levels. An investigation is underway in Racine County regarding how law enforcement used license plate reader cameras. TMJ4 reports at least two officers are under investigation, and the district attorney is reviewing additional cases. No charges have been filed so far. A Kenosha woman is charged after police say she left her 4-year-old alone in a car during a hot day in Racine. Officers found the child Monday morning in a running vehicle with weak air conditioning as temperatures reached the upper 80s. No one was hurt. The mother told police she'd been inside a plasma center for about 30 minutes. She is facing a felony. Kids in the area will have a chance to join Packers quarterback Jordan Love for a free football camp later this month. The event is set for July 26th at the University School of Milwaukee. It's open to kids ages 8 to 18. Registration is required. And Racine Unified is already preparing for the next school year with supply lists now posted online. Families can find out what students will need for the upcoming school year on the district's website. Classes will begin September 1st. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Poor air quality is expected across Wisconsin through tomorrow as wildfire smoke moves into the state. The DNR says conditions could range from unhealthy to very unhealthy, with short periods reaching hazardous levels. Smoke from fires in Minnesota and Ontario will spread south, reaching much of the state by midweek, including areas near Lake Michigan. Health officials warn sensitive groups should avoid outdoor activity, while others should limit time outdoors. The advisory runs through noon on Thursday and could be extended. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is continuing work to restore air conditioning to campus buildings. An update explained that crews are dealing with a 4-inch pipe that's buried 20 feet underground, making the repair difficult. More than 20 buildings were closed at the end of June to assist with the repair work. Classes and other business have continued during the construction. Wisconsin health officials have confirmed the first West Nile virus activity of the year. No human cases have been reported in 2026, but mosquitoes collected in Milwaukee County and a wild bird from Bayfield County have tested positive for the virus. Health officials say this is a good reminder to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites throughout the summer and into fall until we have the first hard frost. They encourage people to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants when outdoors, and remove standing water from around your home where mosquitoes can breed. County clerks are encouraging voters to return their absentee ballots well ahead of the August 11th partisan primary. State law requires that all ballots be received at polling locations by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Election officials recommend mailing your ballot by or before July 28th to ensure they arrive on time. Average gas prices have risen 11.4 cents per gallon over the last week. The average in the state on Monday landed at $3.66 per gallon. This is 19.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but more than 67 cents higher than this time last year. The national average of diesel has increased 9.6 cents during the last week and stands at $4.85 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say after 8 straight weeks of declines, prices climbed in nearly 4 out of 5 states last week. Oil prices surged after the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran collapsed. Oil jumped another 4% in Sunday evening trading, signaling possible increases ahead. The American Red Cross is declaring an emergency blood shortage after the national blood supply fell nearly 25% in June. Maddie Schaefer reports.
According to the Red Cross, summer often brings an increased need for blood to treat traumatic injuries, while donations decline because of busy schedules, temporary illnesses, and the loss of school blood drives. The Red Cross says it's sending nearly 3,500 more units of blood to hospitals each week than expected. All blood types are needed, but officials say supplies are lowest for O positive, B negative, and AB plasma.
Blood donation appointments can be scheduled through the American Red Cross at redcross.org. Residents and businesses in Wisconsin affected by April tornadoes and flooding have additional time to file federal taxes with the IRS. Those affected now have until November 2nd. The extended deadline also applies to estimated tax payments, many business returns, and disaster-related casualty claims. The hardest-hit areas include Outagamie, Brown, Winnebago, and more than a dozen other counties. And that's your state news update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
The Brewers add a veteran. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers welcome back Bryce Wilson to the team after being released by the Cubs. He signed the 28-year-old right-hander over the weekend. As a relief pitcher, Wilson has bounced around the league the past 2 years at the White Sox, the Phillies, the Cubs, and now back in Milwaukee with a 5-game lead over Chicago.
Yeah, it's been a lot of traveling with the family and everything, but we're just grateful for the opportunity and grateful to be here. And being with Milwaukee for 2 years, I know a lot about this rivalry, and it's awesome.
To make room, the Brewers traded right-hander Easton McGee to the Kansas City Royals in exchange for cash. In Philadelphia, the American League shut out the National League 4-0 at the All-Star Game. Tampa Bay Rays third baseman Junior Caminero had to leave the game after getting hit in the hand during an at-bat in the third inning, x-rays showing no broken bones. NBA, the Bucks wrapping up their summer league games when they take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight in Las Vegas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today, partly cloudy with smoky haze in the air. A little muggy with a high in the low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, more smoke, mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with more smoky haze with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.